The MI6 and Mossad, who handed Mr. Öcalan over to Turkey. He has been in isolation for 13 years now. Today is the 14th year anniversary of Mr. Öcalan's complete isolation on the island of İmralı in Turkey. Mr. Öcalan has fought for the rights of Kurds. He has fought for the identity, for the language, for the culture of the Kurdish people in all four parts of Kurdistan, in Iran, in Syria, in Iraq, and in Turkey. Kurds live as second-class citizens. Today, the Kurds of London, the Kurds of the UK, are marching to condemn the international conspiracy against Abdullah Öcalan and the Kurdish freedom movement.
There are about more than 1,500 people now marching through Essex Road in London on the 40th anniversary of the abduction of Abdullah Öcalan, the Kurdish leader, in Turkey.